providing you with health information and guests to elevate your health and life and help make your life better in 30 minutes or less. This is the Frontline Health Podcast. Are you feeling a little blue this time of year? Today, we're going to discuss the winter blues and its close but more serious relative, seasonal affective disorder, and see what we might be able to do to overcome these issues and help take ownership of our health. It's cold outside, and while the days are starting to get longer again, we've been enduring the short days of winter for a few months now, and it can start to have an effect on our energy and our activity levels. You may be dragging to get out of bed in the morning and struggling to get the kids ready for school and or get yourself to work. It may be getting a little harder to get in your workout or keep the routine you'd set at the beginning of the winter season. And then, of course, Thanksgiving and Christmas hit, and well, if you're like me, there was anything but routine. This may cause you to think that, hey, maybe I'm just lazy. Maybe I'm losing some discipline or just getting the blues. But what if it really is just the season? And what if just a few changes could turn this season into joy, activity, and accomplishment? It's important to know that this winter blues or seasonal affective disorder is a real disorder, and it can be debilitating for some people if it's allowed to take hold. The milder version is typically called the winter blues, and while many people think it's due to the holiday season and the stress that sometimes accompanies that season, there are a lot of studies that suggest otherwise. These studies have shown that a great deal of the issues we deal with in the winter are really more due to the fact that we're indoors more often, less active, and we have shorter days with less sunlight. So the symptoms often associated with those winter blues are low energy, fatigue, feeling down, sluggishness, difficulty concentrating, sleeping more than we normally do, having a lower activity level, and of course, the dreaded weight gain. But if these symptoms persist, it could lead to the even more serious condition called seasonal affective disorder, which has the same symptoms we just mentioned, but it also has a more persistent sadness or depression associated with it, has feelings of hopelessness, changes in your sleep and your appetite, a withdrawal from community and being around your friends, a loss of interest in things that you once thought were fun and pleasurable, and even thoughts of suicide. We also know that based on these studies, there are really three common traits that are found amongst the majority of individuals who suffer from seasonal affective disorder and the winter blues. Roughly 75% of those people with winter blues are women, and I mean those born as a female. Second, we know that those that live further from the equator and have less sun exposure during the winter due to shorter days also struggle with seasonal affective disorder more often than those who are closer to the equator and get more sunlight during the wintertime. And then finally, those families or individuals who have a family history of depression or who may have been depressed previously are affected at a much greater rate for seasonal affective disorder and the winter blues than those who haven't been. So then, knowing who's most susceptible and the symptoms that are associated with the winter blues really should help us to begin to take ownership of our health and make some decisions that can help keep those blues at a distance during the winter months. It'll take some intentional effort on our part to make this happen, but there's no doubt that you can help lessen the effects and the severity of winter blues with just a few simple steps. The first thing you can do is set the social media, phone, and news aside. Take a break from the onslaught of information that you're having to process each day and really begin to focus on those things that you have to do in order to make it through the day. Focus on your family, focus on your work, and let those other things be pushed to the side. And we know that a diet full of watching how everyone else has no problems and is living the perfect life is not healthy, and it also happens to be fake, because we all have our problems and issues in life. As a matter of fact, a study from Penn in 2018 showed that depression and loneliness were linked to individuals who spent more time on social media. In this study, it was based on Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram than those people who did not spend time on social media. And take it into account that this is all prior to TikTok, which has only multiplied the time that people are on social media these days. Second, you really need to make sure that you're keeping the same sleep routine. I know how tempting it's got to be, and it is for me as well, to sleep in on those cold, dark mornings. But we have to push ourselves to go to sleep at the same time and get up at the same time every day. Having that sleep routine is key and crucial to really battling those winter blues. Third, get in the sun when you can. We know that the wintertime is a difficult time to find the sun because oftentimes it's filled with gray, cloudy days. But when the sun's out, take advantage of it. And if you can't get in the sun, then look into possibly starting light therapy, which is just sitting in front of a light that's specially made to kind of mimic the rays of the sun and help our bodies process that light a little bit better. You do that for about 30 minutes a day. So, but be sure that you do your research on these lights before you go out and buy one, because there are a lot of choices on the market today, and some of them honestly just don't do what they need to do. So do a little bit more research on it and look into that light therapy, because studies have shown us that light therapy has reduced symptoms for seasonal affective disorder in over 70% of the patients who tried it. Fourth, don't stop exercising. And if you aren't exercising, start. I know it's dark and cold outside this time of year, and it makes it much, much harder to get up and exercise, but you need to make the effort. Exercise, we know, releases those feel-good endorphins in our bodies, and it can help lift us out of the winter blues, increase our energy levels, and also reduce any of those comorbidities that may be hanging around, like high blood pressure and diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Fifth, you really need to take care of yourself by eating a good diet. Make sure that it's a diet that's going to help your body function at its best. We know that diet can affect your energy levels and your mood, and it can also be supplemented with certain supplements. If you don't think you're getting enough in your diet, then find out what those supplements are that you need and make sure you get them to help support your body and diet. Probably the most common one to help with the winter blues is vitamin D. We know that vitamin D is a huge support for people who are fighting depression. And we also know that during the winter time, there's a reduction in vitamin D production within our bodies because there's no sun. So it makes sense. The other thing you can do with your diet is set aside the alcohol for a season. If you are drinking alcohol on a regular basis, it's a natural depressant, and that can also cause more depression during the winter months. Finally, I think you need to make time and an effort to really connect with your friends and family. It goes without saying that friends and family and people that really support you help pull us out of those winter blues on a regular basis. So don't hide from friends and family, but really seek them out and connect with them. Go get a massage, spend some time in nature, or pick up a hobby that you enjoy. These have all been shown to help with mood elevation and increase people's level of joy and satisfaction. So the winter temptation, I know, on those cold and dark mornings is to pull those covers up a little higher. It's a very real thing, but with a little discipline and some ownership, we can overcome that temptation and begin to ward off those dreaded winter blues. So I hope you go out and take ownership of your health today. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Frontline Health by Centurion Labs. We hope you have enjoyed this episode and look forward to having you join us again on our next episode of Frontline Health.
Thanks for
joining us for this edition of the Frontline Health Podcast by Centurion, where our desire is to elevate your health and life. If you found benefit from this episode or know someone who could, please pass it along. We'd love to hear any feedback or questions you may have by emailing us at admin@centurionlabs.com. Until next time, remember, you are your best health advocate. So go take ownership of your health today.